That's rolling it.
Right.
Right. Roll up. Right, what do we need to roll on?
Do we need to thank anyone?
There are a number of anonymous persons, as well as...
Anonymous Mouse, again.
Yes, I believe we also have three patrons at the moment. Ooh. We're getting all the exciting bonuses that the Patrons Forum has to offer.
Yes, we heartily recommend anyone who's not already become a patron becomes a patron.
It's good.
And everybody else can use iTunes, because we've been picked up by that as well on the podcast.
You have. Only 3 out of like 8,000 have been picked up by it.
Gosh, we're good.
3,000 out of 8,000, not.
How are you? You're rather small. How many amount of work to get the podcast to work in iTunes is astronomically bad. And although we have most of it working and the files should download, the pictures don't show, which is depressing. And for some reason there's some mysterious boxes we can't get rid of. So respect that could fall into the teething trouble category.
It's been up for less than a week.
Well, yes, I think there's some certain problems with it reading the code, but I don't know whether it still works with normal.
I submitted my Cthulhu podcast in its format, because you can do submit podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you have to join iTunes to do it, which is rather...
Oh, you have to. They didn't know where you come from.
Well, yeah, no, but they also take your bank details at the same time. Like,
so you can buy songs.
I don't want to buy songs. I don't listen to them.
So you can download the bits of your own podcast and charging for them.
Yeah, at the moment it says free next to all of them. You're going, that says free. It might say something else in the future.
Yeah, weird.
But I submitted it anyway. You join, you submit it. And it then brings up in the page, is this all correct? And when I did it, it actually had the cover logo and all the stuff in right place.
No.
So it might just be they've not
updated
properly.
Yeah, maybe. Bits have changed, so I don't suspect. I mean, bits have changed since we edited it. All the things are right. We've changed things like durations, though they're all correct.
Yeah.
Everything is correct except the fact that none of the pictures show.
No. I tested it on the Cthulhu podcast by putting in a picture into one of the audio, you know, in iTunes you can add a picture to MP3. Did that and it actually shows up. It doesn't show up on the podcast directory listing, but when it's actually in your iTunes podcast directory.
We've also put explicit for all of them.
Yeah,
because Finn's in the group. And because we explain what a Murphin is.
You fucker, it was you last time.
It was not. We also have certain adult conversations.
I'm sorry.
Adult conversations. I remember a classic about
fucker.
That's another one for the explicit marker.
More about the heating jar. The
whole podcast.
Okay, what
did you get that, by the way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why did it turn off?
We'll have to have a go with that.
Live on radio, on audio.
Yeah, we'll tape it for the site.
Tape it for the thing that'll get
us. You hear it heating
up? I burned!
Oh my god! Your Merkin, the +3 protection, has no use against
what you need against the KY burning jelly. Genital fire gel!
Do we meet like a KY ooze in the dungeon?
Maybe not. That's in the book of erotic fantasy. This is one of the books I have
browsed through the book of erotic fantasy for professional purposes.
Lindsay browsed, she picked it up, opened it, and there was this full frontal nude of a woman, and she went bloody hell and glowed in instead.
It's amazing what you can do with Photoshop and cheap models. I'm sure they're not cheap, but they're very good and nice, but you know.
Or they can just stick some pointy spock ears on them and take photographs of them bending. Which seems to be what they've done for some
of them. Did you read the orc porn section? It's just
No, surprisingly not. If you have the time to do that, it would seem.
Well, it's product knowledge, I have to do it.
Product knowledge.
It's that employee.
It's one of those things where people, just on the off chance, somebody walks in and goes, do you have an orc porn?
You'd be surprised.
You go, yes, actually, in this book here, there's a very informed
It's the only book on the shelf in the company I work for where it's actually still in shrink wrap all the time now.
I was going to say, because it never used to be, because somebody, Lindsay browsed it.
Yeah, and then too many people swore their own tongues, and so they kept it in,
I'm going to pick it up. We'll sort of build it into the dungeon for a session. You all go all studly. I was going to say, before that, the only thing I can think of that actually had any passing resemblance to it was probably Rollmaster Companion, where they do that whole...
Do they
don't do anything about the sex side of it, but they do. There's an enormous table for what crosses with what and what chances there are that half-breeds will occur and pregnancy charts.
Duration of different half-breeds.
Yeah.
Duration.
Yeah, duration of gestation.
For
a woman in a centaur breed, it's best to use cesarean section.
Because it's got hooves!
Oh my god, it's... It's alright if it's a female centaur.
Yeah. See, Rollmaster...
Let's look out again. There we go.
Rollmaster, much maligned.
Is it still for sale, Rollmaster?
Yes, technically. I just went bottled tits up when Merp went down.
Did ICE come back? Aren't ICE back?
ICE are back. They sell a lot of the stuff on PDF now from the old stuff. To be honest, if you're going to play Romance, play 2nd Edition, which is the red box set, because standard system is shit. They tried to sort of dumb it down, and by dumbing it down, they actually removed all the reason to actually play it in the first place.
I like Middle Earth, because it was like Rollmaster Lite-ish, kind of. Yeah. It wasn't without the super, super levels of Rollmaster tableness.
Rollmaster's great.
The role-playing game for accountants. Ooh, it's not that. Table N! Ooh, it's 66! Yeah.
It's not that bad. Have you ever read the Aliens RPG?
I've seen a copy from
existence. Let's see. The Aliens RPG. You have a team of... yes, we'll get going with the game, yes, okay. Right, roll levels!
Yay! Except I'm just going to roll some dice and do that thing.
What thing?
That thing. There we go, done. I was going to transfer from...
What are you learning?
I was going to learn from the scope. So much choice. I was going to go for...
shame we don't have Boyk spell book. He had some nice spells.
I know, but he got it back and it went the way of all things.
Bandage.
I was going to learn Phantom Steed, just in case.
How useful is the dungeon?
Well, you see that stinking cloud. Yeah, go on.
First doorway, we're going to have an unconscious dwarf.
Stinking cloud, I don't think I've got that.
Doesn't Phantom Steed last minutes?
No, it's now level.
Is it Tensor's Disc that lasts minutes?
Level,
Tensor's Disc is fucking useless now. I want to move many heavy things to my new house. Oh crap, they're in the street again. Tensor's Disc! How bloody useless. For a utility spell, useless.
Stinking cloud.
Yes.
Okay.
Right, you stink.
Right, I stink. Thank you so much.
You're in the corpse room, where you have been spending an awful lot of time.
No, I haven't.
Not you. Everybody. Yes. Except the two new characters. I've been spending an awful lot of time in the corpse room, resting and hiding from what else lives here.
This is my favourite sofa.
You did a bit of a sort of round trip, a sort of tour de force of the area last time, came back on yourself and headed up to the northeast, at which point you encountered a trap that weakened two members of the party, and you retreated to the corpse room.
The corpse room? That's not a name.
Where restorations were made, I believe. Mm-hmm. And they're now back up to full strength. Very good. Right, what have you got this level? Level 9, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Level 9, feats.
Weapon finesse.
Craft rod.
Weapon finesse.
Spell focus. Transmutation!
Whip. Is that for Baleful Polymorph?
Baleful Polymorph.
Baleful Polymorph. Very good. The rogue can now cast magic as a Ray! Temple Raider of Timora. Surprisingly, everyone but the
Temple Raider of Lara Croft.
Yes, Lara Croft is what you are, my love.
But not for the purposes of audio, because that's a registered copyright.
She is Clara Loft. Yes. Clara Loft, the Temple Raider of Timora.
For purposes of parody.
So, where are you heading? Corpse room again. You take a look at the dead folk.
I think we're all like going ooh over the monk's super.
Oh yes,
Wilburin.
Will you fix any of them yet?
Well, it's getting put back in the box.
Yeah. Wow, so good! So beautiful! Yes, these are our, unfortunately, rather dead compadres. This is brave, brave Garut. He's only lightly dead.
He's not, he's very dead.
Oh, he's very, yes, but he was done by level drain. He wasn't done by being macerated into his tomato.
Alright, his corpse looks nicer,
yes.
But in actuality, he's more dead.
His corpse has got 70 hit points left.
Use him as a shield! No, not brave, brave Groot!
Would anyone like a round tree's bursting bow with squishable guts?
Yeah, if there's one left, I'll mind.
Yes, who's currently alive that has 70 hit points or more?
You.
Alive that has 70 or more?
No, sorry.
Yes, thank you.
So basically, even dead, Garut has more hit points than half the party.
The corpse of Garut has more hit points than half the party.
The wizard only has 60 points.
Oh no!
He's only 9th level.
Yeah.
Right. Yes, the sword. What are you doing?
Putting it back in the box.
As you identified it as a...
What was it again?
+3 anarchic, flaming, keen, mighty, cleaving, unholy longsword.
Isn't that nice?
And by the time he said that, someone's killed him.
That's a D8 +3.
Behold, my
keen! +5 D6 plus strength bonus.
Not bad.
Against a lawful good opponent.
Oh, fine, so
like him.
Yeah, or me.
Yeah, oh, yes, sir.
Really don't want to drop it.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's nasty.
I'd offer some prayers also to the new cleric's god.
Oh, mister. Are you converting? He's converting.
Well, I was thinking more of...
I'm saying we had gas spells.
Yeah, polytheism more than monotheism.
Polytheism.
Since there tend to be several hundred gods we can choose from.
It's true. I would suggest you explain that polytheism is a bad idea when you get a chance, Mr. Cleric.
It's just one. Take the Roman period.
Yes.
Loads of gods.
Yes.
Nobody exclusive, well, except for some Vestal Virgins.
Yes.
But besides them, most people, belt and braces, you know, a god for each occasion. Mm-hmm. No one had a problem with it. In this, they're very good.
There's a difference here. In Roman Britain, the gods didn't really exist. Here, they come down and have a walk about.
Miles will smite you.
Oh dear, I'm scared of Miles. He's a chocolate bar.
He's a chocolate. Really, you're in for
Mars is a chocolate bar.
You're in for now.
Possibly a planet.
Possibly a planet. Well, he is a planet. He's also a chocolate bar. I will eat him. And he's carrying on with us.
Not to mock my brother-in-law more than I already have. But he heard somewhere that apparently Mars is dropping out of orbit and going to crash into Earth.
Was he reading those websites?
We weren't supposed to talk about that.
Possibly. Clearly doesn't really have that much knowledge of orbital mechanics.
That's the fact that if it was going to drop out of orbit, it wouldn't hit the Earth at all. Ever.
Well, it kind of...
Yeah.
It's not really going to drop out of orbit, is it?
It's not going to drop out of orbit.
No. It's stopping spinning, and it's just going to... Like in those movies. But there's a film.
But the Earth will stop spinning.
There's a film. Copyright. Bagsies.
I'm not sure which will happen on Earth. Either the Earth will stop spinning, or it will just go up in a supernova with the sun.
Wouldn't it be funny?
Anyway. Yes. Only 5 billion years left, so touch him up.
Cops room. Thanks all. Fuck cops room. Let's go.
Thank you.
Let's go.
Let's leave the cops room and go... Back to somewhere else.
North and east! Yeah. North and east, says the door!
Going to where we got hit before.
I believe.
I think it was a corridor up there, wasn't it?
There was. You came round this end here. This north and easty corridor end. And you didn't, I don't think you looked in this room here.
No, we looked in that room there.
You looked in this room here, which was warded and bad. Yeah. You didn't look in this room here, but you did look around the corner and saw there's a crossroads here, and it goes down, and there's a little room at the end.
Yeah.
Yes. You look in that room there, then?
This room here.
Yes.
That'll be room C82 for reference.
The room we needed for reference.
Well, no, for the kids who are listening.
Will our temple raider of Timora spot the traps this time?
Oh no, my silence not stinking for.
The door is not locked.
Search. You can't learn silence.
Can I learn silence?
Searching to clarify.
Okay. What about whole person instead? Because I've already got stinking clarity down the floor.
That's a 20.
33.
That's pretty good. The other thing is Jack. The door, anyway.
Really unlocked?
Yes.
Okay. Someone else can open it. I'm not brave enough today.
Oh,
good.
Are we okay? The floor of this room is covered with dust, but this substance is darker than most of the dust blanketing the other chambers and hallways of this region.
Lovely.
Great.
It's black dust. Fantastic.
It's a slightly darker dust.
It's probably an evil poison spell.
Possibly. Is there anything else in this room? The bottom dust.
Not even say.
I'll get the Hoover of Torment.
Hoover of Torment!
Tom likes it tidy.
Hoover of Torment. Tom likes it tidy.
29 to see the stuff in the room.
There's nothing much in the room. There's the odd bits and bobs of furniture that are underneath the dust. Nothing. Well, nothing to see from the door that is significant. Gold chair.
I need to decide what spell I've got today.
Bits and bobs.
Yes.
Oh, hey, hey. What are you praying to Timora for? Or do you just go, give me a random one? Hey!
Can you do that?
Well, you probably could be Timora. No, you have to pick.
Make it a shiny one. Well, we can roll the dice to pick it.
Detect secret doors, Dave. But I'm going to be so tempted to use it in the first room.
Secret doors, yeah. Find them!
Is there any secret doors here? You're an elf. You can tell.
Yeah, oh no, competition.
No,
that's a great.
Nope.
It's just a bit dusty.
Okay.
Are you going in?
No.
Okay.
Not really.
It's a dusty room. The dusty room with shaggy all in it.
Okay, fair enough. We're a bit wary, can we say?
We've been in the dungeon a while now.
You're getting quite cagey. You know, I mean, you're missing out triggering the gust of wind and Ungol dust trap.
Oh no.
Lovely.
You wouldn't have done much. It's only a charisma drain.
Yes.
Oh, who cares?
They're all turning to buggers.
Oh no.
Right, you ignore that.
Continuing
we're also around. Charisma dependent characters.
You get
as well.
To the crossroads. The crossroads. This continues down to a door, which is there. Which is probably longer, slightly longer than that. To there. To the north, there is no door. It continues up into, let's call it a different area.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Let's avoid that like the plague.
It could be the way out.
It could be the way out. North.
North.
Of this welcome directly.
Let's go north.
North.
Where are you heading?
I feel it in my bones. The dwarven
west.
Bones.
South.
West. That would be region G to the north of you.
Ooh.
Oh, there is a door, but it's in the region G now, not on this one. Just so you know, there's a door above you. It's a bit further.
It's a shiny door.
Yes, but can you describe
it? It's a bigger door than the normal door, i.e.
Is that it? Is it just a large
door? It's just a large door, yes. There's nothing specifically shiny and bad about it.
Nothing shiny, nothing bad.
Yes, let's avoid that.
Oh, region G.
I'm not going to region G. Ah!
You're mean. I'll scare you to region G. Right, where are you heading?
South.
South.
Hmm. We head south, you reach a door.
Why?
We reach a door, we kick it.
Is it trapped or locked? Sorry, I'm writing something. I'm doing it for him.
Then you're writing your character description, so we can get some art done. That's
14.
Very cool. 14, you don't think it is trapped.
I lost count of how many rings then.
So it is not locked.
We avoid the trap, slay the beast, and take all the items.
We then leave. We retire to our own castle.
The floor and walls of this chamber are heavily damaged. The stone surfaces are uneven and marked with unfamiliar patterns. You've seen these kind of things before. There's acid damage, you think, to the floors and walls.
Yes.
What's
in the corridor outside?
There's burnt the stone.
Eh? But not in the corridor outside?
No. You! Make me a spot check.
We're in.
Okay, I want to say Garut.
I spot lots.
He does as well.
I spot lots.
Plus.
29.
That's good enough.
You think there's something here down the bottom.
You think? Do you not know?
Well, he knows. There's something there.
What kind of other monk are you? There is a secret door.
Can't hold a candle to Garut.
Something of a secret door, yes.
Are there any traps here in this hideously acid-scarred room?
My 25 doesn't know.
The 20.
DCs at this point are ridiculous. There's no way that's high enough.
You don't think so?
Don't think so. I will go and activate the secret door.
Brave elf.
Tumbling in.
You're tumbling into the secret door.
I'm tumbling up to the secret door.
Okay,
activating the secret door then. Tumbling rapidly.
You tumble up to the secret door. How are you
tumbling
that in the secret door?
Pressing it. Okay. Kicking it.
You kick the secret door.
I activated using the specific activation sequence.
Oh yeah, you press the buttons. No.
That
doesn't seem to work. Pushing and kicking it doesn't seem to work.
Pull it.
Oh.
I wave my hand. No.
I say it
that also doesn't manner. Seem to work.
I knock.
That does not seem to work.
Dwarf!
Hey, what is it, elf?
Can you open this door?
Let me see. Is it shut?
Oh, yes.
Okay, let's give it a go.
You're casting the knock.
Knock,
well.
Yeah. No, why not?
And it is locked.
Oh, we haven't even tried to open it yet.
No.
Well, I have.
Yeah. I have
been waving around and pushing the damn thing and kicking it. And
the best part is to be open close if you've got it memorised.
Open
close.
Can
I have a go?
It's a zero level.
He's trying pushing it, waving at it, kicking it.
Open lock. Search.
It's not locked.
Search. The best.
Search.
Natural 20!
33.
You think you should pull it?
I
said that.
Do it. There is no handle. You reckon you can probably get your fingers in around the edges just. Give me a strength check.
Well, that's clearly menial work.
Strength check.
Point to the elf.
Do I have my strength to it?
Yeah,
bonus.
Strength
15.
Bonus.
25.
No,
the
bonus.
Strength bonus.
0, 15.
That'll do it. It pops up. It's quite a small little Well, a reasonably small panel pops off, leading into another room.
Filled with gold!
To be honest, these days I don't care about gold.
Filled with gold!
Getting out.
Right, tons and tons of pointless gold.
Pointless. It needs to be diamond.
We've still got that huge suit of armour outside to pick up.
That's no way to talk about our new companion.
Okay. There is a room ahead.
Well, this shit. With that. There. Oh dear. After all these months, don't tell me it's going.
Oh dear.
Hooray! The end of the laser pointer, guys. I will not be blinded anymore.
Yeah, so.
Dead.
We've got new batteries in it.
I'm going to need spare.
Oh, that'd be cheap.
Oh no, it's got like two of these, three of these little...
That's not so bad. Right, the batteries cost more than the bloody instrument.
This room is filled with broken furniture, crushed boulders and bone fragments. The detritus is piled at the foot of the western wall and a simple looking door separates them in two mounds.
Basically there's a pile of rubbish here and a pile of rubbish there.
See, I don't like it when it's crushed boulders and splintered bones.
Within the debris...
We're back! Hooray!
Within the debris are bits of rusty iron, thorns, and rotted clothes.
Uh-oh.
All sorts of random tat.
Wander into the room and
have
a look around.
Yeah, I'll search as well.
Okay. Stroke the lucky bullet.
27. Search.
27 for search.
17 for search.
Ooh, search. Banzer has his eyes back. It's novel.
Searching around, you don't find anything
still blind.
Specifically exciting. There are some large pieces of wood, some broken iron nails, dried remains of pine branches, but rotten animal pelts.
Where do you get pine branches from?
Mm-hmm. I know, but I'm taking some.
You also realise that some of these bone fragments in the detritus result from the decay of a number of giant-sized creatures. Portions of the bones are marked, twisted, or melted, as though acid had been thrown upon them.
There's something about the
Anyone with knowledge nature?
I'm afraid we killed them.
Oh yeah.
How about dungeoneering?
Give me a roll on dungeoneering. It seems almost appropriate.
The second ever.
Knowledge arcana.
24.
Good enough. You ascertain that you think that 7 hill giant bodies form these piles.
7 hill giant bodies form these piles.
Did they all die at the same time?
Roll me knowledge forensic science.
18 plus, 18. Not bad.
Yeah.
You have no idea. They're all dead and they're hill giants, as best you're getting.
Yeah, but are they dead and similarly manky? Or is all the mankiness completely gone?
They're pretty much bones.
You also are there any fairly hefty bones? I assume so.
There are some quite large bones, yeah.
Clunk.
I'm having a large bone.
Okay. What's a boner?
You're having a large bone.
Fetch!
So I guess you mean a very big
bone.
Wouldn't need it anymore. Might come in useful.
Oh! We could take some in case we meet any bards, because they could turn them into flutes or whistles.
Or a tuba.
That's a trombone. Yeah. Well, it's two, you get two bones and go one side of the other.
Great. Musical bone. Because
we kill them, then we make musical instruments from their corpses.
There are the headings.
And through the door.
A bit of the headings. Are you going to
check the door?
Check the door.
Check the door for treasure.
Treasure. Yeah. There are much treasure on the door.
32.
Nice.
32. Oh my lord.
Yeah, nice.
You don't think the door is trapped.
That's one of the best rolls. You're fairly confident this time.
Isn't DC 32 a level check as well? Isn't it go like 25 and then 32? So I can't believe it was it.
Yeah. Maybe 5.
10, 15. Yeah, might be a 5.
DC 35, that's tough.
Not as bad as DC 50.
No.
Or a second level spot.
Right! Yes!
You step out into a corridor. Opposite you is another closed door. Oh. To the south, the corridor heads off to the west. To the north, it appears to be a dead end.
That's a dead end! Yeah, more secret doors.
Give me a spot check.
Everyone's spot.
What? Seven? Well, those aren't elves. Give me a search check if you're actually looking.
Oh, right, those aren't elves.
22.
Well,
what about a dwarf? Dwarfy stone cunning. There we go.
You get stone cunning for spotting stone doors.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can have it then.
Right.
Between you, us two, that's a secret door there.
Ha! Found a secret door, lads!
Western wall.
The ladies.
Four secret doors.
Right.
Shall we try the secret door or the actual door we can see?
Secret door.
Yeah. This is where we find the ancient black dragon.
31.
Temple room.
31. For a search check. You really need that later.
Can you open it?
It's not trapped, you don't think.
I'll open it.
You open the secret door.
The secret door leads into a corridor.
Well,
it's doing very well at
the first 3 minutes.
What's
the
20? Which bends? Oh, I think we'll find you've got about 3 or 4 20s.
The north. It ends in a dead end.
So, ah, a secret freaking door.
Yeah. Who built this? Are they mad?
15.
Or just incompetent? You choose.
27.
There's a secret door. It's here.
Jeez.
And a lot. You open the secret door.
Second secret door.
I'm going to have to put it down here or somewhere else because it's going to get involved.
You turn it over, or is it on your side?
No, we haven't really given it a good scrubbing.
Oh, it needs a bit of a...
I'll tell you what, there's not much there.
Watch the wall with that pen.
I've got it, yes. Technically, there's this bit here.
It's easier if you just let it draw on the wall.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't even allowed to keep the minis up on the Delph rack.
Delph. Funny word.
It was so handy when the minis were up there.
You could do with some plushies, actually, all the way around.
Yeah.
Without deading the echo, didn't you?
You also have a dying in here.
Occasionally. It's far, far, far more used for gaming than it is for anything else.
Right.
Work.
You realise, or the dwarf realises, that this is the small room at the end of this long corridor. So you come around.
Ah.
And there's a door in the eastern wall.
There's a door.
Yes.
There's a door. Everyone can see the door.
Might as well check that one.
Oh, as if we found a door in dungeon before.
Lots.
27.
Yeah, it's the way that Phelan has to add up the number. Ooh, that's a big number.
27?
Mm-hmm.
You don't think it's trapped.
Is it lockhead?
Yes,
no,
is it locked?
No, it's not lockhead.
I don't think.
No, it is not lockhead.
I open it.
You open it. You had to open the bloody door, didn't you? More confusing.
Gee, doors opening.
Well, yeah, there is a corridor.
No!
No, it's a...
So just call this game like doors and corridors.
There is a stupid shaped room.
There is a stupid shaped room.
That's more doors.
There.
That is an interesting room.
Described as... This oddly shaped hall was probably two rooms once, but there are now wide gaps in the east and south walls, which open into the second part of it. Though there is nothing special here, the walls and floor bear many scars. The horizontal scarring of the walls suggests that something was dragged up them, and it is obvious that the floor was scarred with claws or sharp tools.
Look, have you got a room number for this second?
Yes, this is room C78.
What nasty gribbies is on the ceiling?
It's not on the ceiling.
It's short of the ceiling because it's invisible.
All gone.
Probably gone.
Okay.
If we step around the gym and it drops an arrow, I blame you.
What an ignominious way to go.
Are you walking around? Doing anything specific?
Looking at the two.
Okay. Elf, can you spot check as come the dwarf?
Oh,
25.
It'll do me. Invisible for the dwarf.
There is a secret door
in
the southeast corner.
Still getting used to seeing again.
There's another secret door there.
There's lots of secret doors.
Oh, I knew these elves came in handy.
They're a bit pointless.
I'd like to look at the secret door.
Okay.
Perhaps it goes back out the corridor.
27.
You don't think it's trapped?
Hooray.
Open.
Who built this place?
I can open it.
It's madness.
Open it.
I punch it in the face.
You open it.
It lives.
I beat up the hideously ugly thing behind it.
Well, it's really handsome.
Handsome.
Into a room.
You know, that kind of wicked devilish mechanic.
The narrow hallway opens into a wide room. This dark chamber is empty, except for a puddle of water in the northeastern corner.
They're always empty. This place was cleared out long before we got here.
I'm going to search it.
Okay.
puddle of water.
20.
Maybe a spot check for failing.
Nice, not bad.
20.
Screw it
up. No. 22.
You spot it just as it's about to attack you.
Something nasty water.
Has been concealing itself. It looks like a blob of grey slime. It goes...
KY jelly ooze.
What kind of? You thought it was just sort of something on the ground. It is a KY jelly ooze. It just sort of sits on the ground. You thought originally it was just part of the room, some slime from the ceiling. But it moves as you go near it.
Okay.
And it goes to strike you.
Oh no! Phil is being attacked by some gooey stuff.
Do you know anything about them?
It gets an attack.
Engineering
I think I might know something with my knowledge of engineering.
Dots it, it's not surprised, is it?
True, it's not surprised. Go to initiative then.
Knowledge of engineering?
Well, give us a second. Go to initiative. I've rolled an 18 and I'm going on 13.
Of course they have no dexterity.
They have zero dexterity.
Is our initiative go up? I can't know it's on dex. No, it's on dex.
Oh, 17 for Balazar.
Cool.
18 for Wilburin.
Hey, nonny non.
18, is it?
18, yes.
17. Yeah.
17 for the mighty wizard.
I suppose I'm writing into books, so you get some points for it, don't I? Isn't ooze a strange word? I like it.
Isn't it just?
It's a good word, though. It's good.
It's a thing and a verb.
What are you going on?
Ten.
How do you say your name? Is it Tharis?
Tharis.
Right. Who goes?
Well, it's...
Technically
it.
Yeah, technically it goes.
Yeah.
It has its action. It goes to attack. Really. It's going to try and...
Slimer!
It's going to try and grapple you.
Don't cross the street.
It needs to attack first.
It's got a contact. Then it's going to try and grapple. It gets... Woohoo! 13.
You're right.
Not even...
Gets my what?
Gets your...
Flat-footed.
Flat-footed, they say, which is 19, I think.
Yeah.
There's got to be something up.
It moves. A little bit of it shoots out to try and hit you.
Then it misses. There's got to be something up with us.
It'll be fine.
Go further.
Hit it. Then discover it's immune to whatever you're hitting it with.
Yeah. Consider what else we've faced. It's a small puddle.
It's ooze. I'm not going to be merciful.
Oh!
Merciful to ooze.
Natural 20!
Unfortunately, you can't critical things.
34.
But she's going to hit.
You hit it.
Yeah.
It has no ears.
So I do my damage for my first hit, and then I do my second hit. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, you can roll both and then do both damage. Yeah, whatever you prefer.
Four damage, that's fine.
How many
23 for the second hit.
Oh, I would imagine.
Does it not have
any immunity to cold and fire and ooze traits? Ooze traits. I'm going to have to look up, aren't I? Quite annoyingly, they haven't printed them here.
That's not what I'm saying.
It's going to be immune to everything in the world.
It depends. Keep remembering your damage. Hang on a second. We may have to modify it depending.
Yeah.
It's probably
23 hits it.
23 hits it. It's very easy to hit.
So, 7 damage.
Its base armor class is 5.
Yeah,
it's got my dexterity.
Unfortunately, we need someone who has some knowledge of engineering, perhaps, to do a successful role in
I'm waiting. I'm not allowed to do it yet.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's over. Right, it's mindless, no intelligence score, blind, immunity to poison sleep, paralysis pile, stun. Not so much critical hits or flanking.
Doesn't have a back.
Proficient with natural weapons only. No armour and eat and breathe but do not sleep.
No damage reduction.
No.
So what damage did you do, Will?
7 altogether. Do you need it in the two separate?
That's fine.
Ooh. 7 altogether. No damage reduction doesn't matter.
It's a bag of shit, isn't it? Mm. It's a bag of crap. Who's next?
That would be Wilburin.
Go. Punch it.
I ninja in and kick it to death.
Ninja, okay. Ninja on.
I won't get the flurry and blows, will I?
Why not?
You probably have to move more than 5 feet.
Yeah. So I'll just get 2 attacks. One attack. I aim.
Yes, you probably can't miss.
Well, I can. Roll a 1.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You that's Just the eight.
All that stuff,
yeah, as much as possible, I think, is probably the best way to do it.
Bearing in mind that the wash puts on me, the less clean the lighter.
Do it, Snake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't read it?
I did, yeah.
Maybe.
Sorry,
I
gave it
to
Skip. Sorry. Read
it word for word. No, I gave it to Skip, I'm sorry.
8 points, Hal.
8 points. You punch him with your hand.
Yeah.
Well, it's fine, isn't it?
Slap it around, it's only some jelly.
Oh, go on, grapple me. Go on, you
want to. Eight was that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Poor Budius.
That's with one hit.
Then it Balazar.
If it survives my next round, it's gonna get flurried.
Balazar is going to hit it with the mighty
flurried, yes.
Focus Mace. Then again, maybe he isn't.
He is gonna hit it.
He is.
Oh, what's your bonus?
Eight.
There you go, that's
10. Okay.
It's
not five. Oh,
wait, it's actually, yeah, okay.
Eight. You have a lot of stuff.
Oh, damage 1d8. Ooh, that's a lot. Gee whiz.
I like it. Don't need damage bonus.
Fold the 8 plus 1.
Yes. You'll be wanting to get up a pair of buns.
That's so cool. That's 5 points! And the mighty base of Balazar. 8 points. Sorry, 5 points to the vicious oozy.
Dunk. Yep.
And then it's me.
Uh-huh. How much damage is it?
Uh-huh.
Eh?
Have I done
you
any
damage?
Twos.
No, it's removed. Yeah.
Ooh, I'm 22.
That'll hit it because the TSC is 5.
How useless is this ooze?
I've had worse damage, Jockstrap.
Why is this in this area?
13 damage.
It dies. The ooze is dead.
What's between you and
long live the ooze.
What's down your job?
What, you mean it wasn't a named ooze? The dire ooze-ness, sorry.
No, it was a ooze.
A fiendish dire ooze.
A fiendish dire ooze.
Yeah. The day you meet a fiendish dire ooze is the day I've started writing the dungeon.
Is it called Plogalog or something?
No, it's called nothing, and Jublex did not help it at all.
Although, we did, in one of the two I played it, we had, there was a fiendish black pudding.
Fiendish black pudding.
Yeah.
So you ate it with some waffles and sausage.
Unfortunately, they have damage reduction against fire.
So do they. Yeah.
Fire's really the only way to kill black pudding.
Oh, yeah. That is a little
sad. That's clever. That was a bit hard. So you just had to hack at it a bit.
And it splits.
Oh, yeah, they split into bits, don't they? So you had to...
I think if you can find a frying pan big enough, you might be able to sort it that way.
Okay, who's next? What are you doing?
We searched the...
Oozy room.
Yeah.
Okay, you've searched the Oozy room.
Oh, I better get that.
There is nothing in the Oozy room other than a dead ooze.
8 million fucking secret doors and the shag all.
What can I say?
Here we go, you
bastard.
Back to the door we've not discovered yet. Not opened yet.
This one here.
Yeah.
Yes, you can. The one opposite room at C70.
Yeah.
Go. Cool. You have a look at it.
Try to check it.
You give it a look.
It's not trapped.
33.
You don't think it's trapped?
I'm doing good. My bra's not sitting right now. And Muffin in
this. It's all happening. Muffin in your bra.
Muffin was just a little happy.
We have a communique from Snack Girl,
what?
Who's on snack mission at the moment.
What?
They only have diet iron blue. I'm very thin.
What's the point? Made of diet girders.
Do you want anything else or cancel order?
Dr. Pepper?
Diet.
Try
iron.
Dr. Pepper, okay. And no flavours of the crisps you want. Do you want anything else?
Just the plain ones then, please.
Just the plain ones.
Why would you make the crap supermarket? It's this. Show up.
The Co-op, yeah.
The cooperative. Okay, we have a room.
Diet.
Diet.
Low fat girders.
That's not quite as good as it.
Made from low fat girders.
Yeah.
I know I am. Is he? Don't glare at me. You make his. Kiss me, damn it.
Update 2. If they don't have Dr. Peppers in the room, do you want anything else?
Diet iron brew.
Limeade.
Really?
Yes, I like limeade.
Oh, and if, okay, so we go down the line.
If they don't have limeade, then I'll have a nice glass of water, thank you.
Right. A massive pile of stone rubble dominates this great hall. Boulders and chunks of broken rocks, all neatly put together in the centre of the place, form a mound almost as tall as the 50-foot high ceiling.
Big pile of crap. Let's painstakingly sift through every last gram of the huge mound of rubble.
Well, we can have a look around.
Okay, I wonder if that'll pick him up talking about Limeade and Dr. Pepper. Are you going to have a search?
Yes, let's
see. It will take a good while to search this room thoroughly.
At which point I will keep an eye out.
Okay. Go, search, dude.
Natural 20.
What'd you get? Search.
23.
Snap girl, continues her vision.
28.
As the Walmart.
How long are you searching for?
Yeah, she's
going to have to. Until we find it.
Until we find it. What did you get? 28. Okay. After a couple of hours of searching through the room, you find several bone fragments. Do you want to give me a search check? Several bone fragments scarred by acid.
More than 28 on a search.
A small pile of copper slag and a sack.
My search check can be no more than 24.
That is not quite rolling.
The sack, when you look in the sack, appears empty.
Is it a useful sack?
Oh, it looks like a useful sack.
We could put things in the sack.
I'll get in the sack.
And never get them out again.
Don't get in the sack.
Oh no, that could be nasty.
You peer in the sack.
How large does the sack seem?
It's sack-sized.
Big sack.
Sack-a-sack?
I try and put all of my bags that I have in the sack.
The sack surprisingly gets a bit bulkier, but generally most things you could fit in the sack, fit in the sack.
I can think.
Anything you can get through the mouth of the sack seems to go, and when you look in, it's all in there.
Ooh, it's all in there, that's a good one.
Quite.
I hate those black holes where you put them in and nothing opens.
See how.
Hooray!
And I guess you get to the good stuff again.
I'm just carrying
your stuff.
Would you like to give me another search check? Just in case you spot the extra good item.
Natural 20!
You jammy devil. After an additional hour's searching with your brand new sack, if you make a DC 30 search check, you uncover a small dagger which has a dragon carved into the ivory hilt.
Ooh, now we're getting the good stuff, boys and girls.
Dragon dagger.
Dragon dagger.
Dragon dagger.
Do I need to write down the page or
anything? C72 is in.
It's a +8 Fleming dagger of uber goodness.
I safe to assume that this may be a bag of holding?
Yes, it is a bag of holding, as you manage to fit everything you own in it.
And that means I can change my description now.
Why?
Because it moves like pouches and belts and...
Does that mean we can like store...
Nearly naked, except for a big sack over my shoulder.
Is it big enough to like take medium-sized beings into it?
I wanted to get into
corpses.
It.
Corpses. Corpses! We could carry a couple of corpses.
Yes, they are quite large.
Does my bag feel any heavier?
No.
He could carry the bodies
around. No, actually, the weight...
It has a constant weight, I think.
It does have a constant...
Yeah, its weight's constant, whatever the sack... It basically weighs what a sack weighs, I believe.
No, but I...
Or is it...
They're about 15 pounds.
Is it... That's nothing.
That's nothing to a normal-sized person.
Oh, it's so light.
It's not an artifact.
We could carry Finn.
Darwin, Mr. Corporate.
Sebastian could come with us.
It's tiny for the bag of holding, I think.
Is it actually one in there?
It is a bag of holding. It doesn't tell me what type it is, though.
It's a really good one.
It's the best type that never bursts.
Yeah.
Ever.
You owe me.
Spewing the content into
the ethereal plane.
This appears to be a common cloth sack about 2 foot by 4 foot in size. The holding opens to a non-dimensional space. Its inside is larger than its outside dimensions. Regardless of what is put in the bag, its weight is a fixed amount. This weight and the limits in weight and volume of the bag contents depend on the bag type.
It's the Uber one.
Yeah, it's the biggest
it's
one.
It's the one of extreme capacity, not, but super.
It is not a type 4 bag of holding. Oh, I'm sorry.
I put my kingdom in a bag. Everyone remembers
it's
bag.
It's a type 3 bag of holding.
Is that good?
Well, that's nearly
it
as good.
It weighs 35 pounds.
Can you carry that?
It can hold 1,000 pounds.
Oh, yes.
And a volume of 150 cubic feet.
That's a lot.
Yeah. If the bag is overloaded or a sharp object pierces it from inside or out, the bag ruptures and is ruined. If the bag holding is turned inside out, its contents spill out unharmed, but the bag must then be put right before it can be used again. If living creatures are placed in the bag, they can survive for 10 minutes before suffocating. Retrieving a specific item from the bag is a move action, unless the bag contains more than an ordinary backpack would hold, in which case retrieving an item is a full round action.
Right, in go the bodies!
If the bag of holding is placed in a portable hole...
Boom!
Boom.
Yes. That's a topology for you.
Congratulations, you have a type 3 bag of holding.
You've got major magic.
It's pretty good. About time you got something carry your shit around.
Ninth level, we've got...
But you found some copper trap, well, you will have that.
Well, a copper slag.
Slag! You slag!
I'll take some copper slag, it might be useful.
Slags are all those.
Are you
going to
carry it?
I'll carry the copper slag.
My new improved backpack.
I heartily suggest we go back and pick up the brave, brave bodies of our friends, Karut.
You're happy stuffing the bodies of your friends in a sack.
Yeah, I am.
A big sack. Or leaving them where they are. And they thought,
because...
Holy and shiny and nice.
They may not come back here, and they may be lost to us forever.
Make me an intelligence check, anyone who cares.
They'll go manky in bag.
Doesn't matter.
There's air in bag.
No, there's not. You can't breathe.
You can breathe for 10 minutes.
You reel up the bag, they won't breathe.
It refurbishes it.
They don't breathe. They will rot in the bag, whereas currently they're not rotting. If they rot in the bag, your stuff in the bag will be covered in rotten... Blech.
No, we just bounce.
Unless we find a large quantity of vinegar.
Yes.
And then we can fill the bag with vinegar.
Or urine.
Yes. Currently they seem preserved.
How much urine can we create?
Currently they seem mildly preserved. At the moment, if you put them in the bag, you believe they will begin to rot.
I don't see any other choice, but yeah. There we go. We leave them here, I think we'll come back for them.
Sure, we'll come back for them later.
I don't think
when we will. Find our way out of the dungeon.
You could risen there.
As long as we have.
Or, when you get to a point, you've
got lots of diamonds.
Hey? Eh? Yeah.
We don't have enough diamonds.
5,000 gold pieces worth of diamond.
I don't think we've got that much, have we?
You've got 5 grams worth of diamond.
Have you?
She has a lot of diamond, though.
She does have some.
No, it's a...
500.
It's a start. Yeah, it raises 10% of Groot. Groot's low leg.
Just his head.
Although you can't raise Groot. Groot's under his
head.
How about Bastion's head?
What's that? Is it 23?
It's unlikely Bastion would come back.
Really? He's gone off to the city of God.
He's with his God.
Dawn likes him.
He doesn't like him that much, eh? You only really well got to that 8th level.
But the problem with Raised Dead is you cast it at least 5,000 gold pieces of diamond, and then the body gets the option of whether to return or not.
Yeah, well, at least you've got the option.
I believe.
Don't know, I didn't think of it that way around these days.
Is it not?
I think it's a nice way around.
Possibly.
No. Well, you've got to combat the lack of bull strength or something.
You've got all these diamonds, do you want to come back?
So, yes, where are you now? Yes, you are... Yes, in the big rotten room, a big room of many, many boulders.
Okay.
Where you have found a dragon-hilted dagger and a bag of holding type 3.
Ooh.
At bloody time, I was wondering whether you'd find a bag of holding. I knew it was in there as well. I was thinking, oh, I hope you make it. You've been rolling so good in search checks. That was 3 hours of searching you found those.
That's fine.
Hooray.
Mm-hmm. I actually found something decent.
Well, you know, the dagger is here. Yeah.
It's a dagger. I did detect magic.
Or it's a magic dagger. It has.
Is it a magic dagger?
Yes, it is magical.
Magic.
It's a magic dagger.
The sack does not radiate magic.
Oh. Obfuscated.
Sack doesn't radiate magic. It's just a sack, as far as magic is concerned.
Oh, it has been hidden from us.
It's just very, very cunningly woven.
And anything that she's put that's magical inside it, you cannot sense.
Oh.
It's not really inside the sack.
It does make you wonder what crawls down in those sacks.
It's in an interdimensional space somewhere else.
If all bags of holding in the world connect to each other at some point...
They don't.
You do wonder.
They all sometimes. Have their own personal little interdimensional space.
Yeah. So we're led to think. It's the bag of holding conspiracy. Somebody flips a dimensional switch and horns come out of them.
Funny. Right, where are you going?
I think that's a bag of tricks.
Somewhere else.
Somewhere else.
And where?
Going south.
South, down the corridor.
Why not?
Down and out.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll desperately avoid this area G for a while longer.
Desperately avoiding area G.
You've got a big letter G on the door.
G.
Definitely not got any
eye. Yeah, it's not a secret door, it's a normal door.
Right, you come round the corner and there is a door on the left. Let me spot check. Dwarf and elf.
Dwarf and elf. Oh, pretty darn good for a change. What's my bonus?
22. Pretty good. That's a secret door up here to the north.
Bing!
So there is a door to your left, and there is a secret door to your north.
Another secret door. Probably going to lead to a series of secret doors to shag all behind them.
More bags of holding.
Some. 17.
Not many.
No.
Not as good as an armor.
We're slowly checking the secret door of the invisible
door.
We open the secret door.
There is a hidden button on the east.
Ooh. We use a stick to press the hidden button. We use a handy pine bough.
The corridor is only 10 feet wide.
I'm standing in it, pretty much. The
Lazar randomly casts mage armour, because he might as well these days.
Because he's scared.
Because it just lasts so much longer.
9 hours later, I'm best caster.
Pushing the button causes the panel to slide through the eastern wall, disappearing completely.
Leading to a corridor. With a no exit. Clearly no secret door there.
No! Who built this place? They were terrible!
We look for the secret door.
The westernmost part of the south wall of this 60-foot-high corridor is significantly damaged. The stone is broken, and several piles of rubble lay scattered upon the floor, as though a powerful force had struck the wall. On the far end of the wall, of the hallway, a single wooden lever juts out from the stone.
Ooh.
Oh. It reminds me too much of the tooth traps.
Mm. How long is this corridor?
60 feet, apparently.
Yes, it is 60 feet.
A troll. Do we think this wooden lever is trapped?
Not from here, you can't tell.
He's an elf, he can.
No, he can't.
Elves are just super good.
Looks only in Merv.
I am Crow, yeah.
Well, there's not a great deal else in this room, is there?
Just a lever saying,
pull me, please, pull me.
What are you doing?
Yanking
there's
out
a table with some mushroom that says eat me and
no.
A bottle that says drink me.
There's a pair of pants with eat me on it, doesn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. What can you do with the trap?
Sorry.
Go in search for the trap.
There's a corridor with a wooden handle at the end of it.
22. The search.
You don't find anything.
Everything is a fight of my being, so we shouldn't pull that.
No! This is like a lava trap of doom!
Going in. Is anyone going in?
Yes.
You go in.
I'm going to succumb to the drawer of the lever.
Pull me off.
Step into the room. The second he steps through the door, he goes shooting up to the ceiling.
Cool.
As if he'd fallen down a hole.
Inverse gravity.
No.
Does it look like gravity's been reduced? Flip a gold coin in.
In eye.
Are you allowed to fall 60 feet with no damage?
So you're monk. You can fall like loads, can't you?
Yeah.
That level.
Oh, yeah, because they've got falling things, don't they?
Yeah.
Tell me you're fine, you can fall without taking damage.
You're not quite Grandmaster of Flowers.
I've
written
that one down.
Do we still have Grandmaster Flowers as the rank?
I looked at it and then just not read it at all. slow fall 40 feet.
So you actually fall
20.
Does he not take the full damage if he's had beyond his
slow
fall?
No.
So he might just sort of slowly fall 40 of it and then goes, AHHHHH! And he falls 20.
Tumble.
Come on, Ben, reflexive tumble.
That'll just be the 26.
You actually take 1d6 damage from the 60-foot fall. You take one point of damage.
He scuffed his toe.
You take 1 point of damage as you hit the ceiling.
Ow.
I flip a coin in. Does it go up?
Yes.
Okay.
It's as if it... No, it doesn't suck up very faster than normal.
No, it's like gravity is reversed.
Gravity is reversed.
Oh, yeah.
She'll feel really good. I like this one. To increase the challenge of this encounter... Increase the ceiling heights to 100 foot, or add spikes to the ceiling.
Who built this place? They're just nasty.
Yes,
well, I thought you didn't increase this time, actually, did it?
I don't think
it did.
Do they have actually names for levels these days?
You're stood 60 feet up on the ceiling.
Ha! We will in! That's a clever trick!
Yes.
No. Next level. Next level would have been 50 feet, so I would have taken none.
Oh, no.
You don't have a title anymore. Take out my rope.
Yes.
And hold one and throw it level.
It goes upwards.
Try that.
I'm sorry.
There's a rope.
Oh.
I thought I might walk along and see if I could get to that lever.
Oh.
Okay. Some of the levers on the floor. jaw on the ceiling, 60 feet away. But you're going to walk along.
Yeah.
Yes. You get just above the lever, and you fall off the ceiling.
Wouldn't he notice the change in gravity?
No, he just switches. You make your reflexive tumble.
Yeah.
I do a D6 damage. 4 points of damage as you hit the floor.
That hurt. Yeah. I'm better. Yeah, because I can do my wholeness of body bit. Mm-hmm. So, I can kill myself 30 more points.
Wow.
He can lay on his own hands.
Are broken. Go on.
I pull the lever.
There's a click.
And hold on to the lever just in case.
There's a click.
I try walking back.
You walk back.
Oh, wasn't that pointless?
Yeah.
I want to go in there.
He switched off the gravity trap.
While I'm in here, let's have a bit of a look around. I find nothing.
Can we search?
I find nothing. 11.
11. You're searching the corridor?
Yeah, no, 12.
No, you don't find anything. You're searching on your way back, or are you actually giving it a thorough search?
I'll search thoroughly on my way back.
Right.
We have nothing else to do in here.
As you search, starting at the lever and working my way back.
How long are you taking to get out of the room?
An hour, we don't mind.
I'm listening for the sound of the trap resetting. And going a bit faster.
There was no sound when it turned off, it just stopped.
It clicked.
Bell off. It clicked? No, that was the lever that clicked.
Oh, I'll just leave, actually.
You leave, yes. Because technically it switches every two rounds.
Folks! Someone put a lever here! That's why!
What made you went in, didn't you?
Yeah.
Is that a bloody gem trap we had? He went, no, it crumbles to dust and you're all bloody
There was a point in that, but unfortunately it was this long and I couldn't be asked to read it to you. And you didn't know anywhere. What are you doing now?
There's a dump. Well, we're taking caps
through the nonsense.
Successfully defeated the anti-gravity trap.
Oh.
17.
You don't think the trap.
I open it.
You've got a bag of holding. How cool is that?
I'm still running out of room again. Catch could miss with.
You can have parties in there. Probably less than 10 minutes long.
Right. Let's get out over here.
There's no hole in the board there. You can't split it that
way. I know. It's really tormenting me.
You could drill one. You come through the door. You thought you could drill one, actually.
And there is a crossroad.
We need bigger whiteboards.
Didn't you say there was a bigger one available somewhere, quite cheaply.
That
was ages ago. It might be some months ago. We could do a bigger one.
There's a crossroads. There is a door to the north, the south, and the east.
I say north.
Same.
North?
Same.
And she says south.
East.
We have an east.
West.
All right, we just stand in the middle.
That's the way we just came.
East is where we just came.
Yeah.
So where are you heading?
We're going to toss a coin. A four-sided coin. I just happen to have one here. It's dwarven money.
I'm number four. What was my option?
Back to where we came.
Just the same.
I'll go with Bastion.
Hello, Brando.
I'm not Bastion anymore. I don't like it.
I know. Not Bastion. We miss Bastion.
I trundle off Dente.
He was irritatingly good, but kind of... Most have a
Can I follow you and you can be like my Bastion? Because I miss him. He was my friend. He was teaching me to.
I don't know. It seems like a bit of a wet blanket.
He was teaching me how to be a good person and not naughty anymore.
Bastion had his
problem. Probably says writing down her personal stash list.
Rewriting it out.
No, I'm going through it all. I'm working out what's going to be in the bag of holding and what's going to be in the pouch.
You're not stashing, you liberate them from time off for time or.
See, I'm very specific. I'm only keeping.
Yeah.
The gems and anything got gold or silver or a diamond.
A bit magpie.
Or a scroll. I've got some scrolls.
Anything Timora might like.
Or I've got my toe bone still. That was from the very first session.
Cobalt toe bone.
You might be getting to the point where you ought to put it into like Excel and then just update it and print it off every so often. Because you can sort it then by value and type and all that kind of crazy stuff. And do little graphs of just how you collect it still.
Well, what I'm going to do is then I'm going to write in the bag of holding. And then I'm just going to add to that every time. Because I've got it by session and by room and everything.
Wow, fantastic.
Now organise and be stash. Have to be released at the end of what you actually come out with. We're going to finally have a religious duty now to take it to a temple of Timora.
Or at least until you...
I'm going to have a running total else. On what the value of the stuff in my bag is and what the value of the stuff in the bag of holding is. Just for interest.
So, yes. Which door are you going for?
We haven't decided.
North door.
Oh, let's Let's follow the tank. Oh, very well. Just to indulge the new party member.
Which way south?
Can we put like notes on his back and hold the replacement magnets?
If you've got a magnet, yeah.
We need to find some lodestones.
Iron stones?
No, lodestones.
Lodestones.
Parts of Beckner?
Like his brain.
Private parts of Beckner. Now that's a tough one.
Beckner's pinky. Slightly less severe than severing your entire hand.
Second only to the head of Beckner is the penis of Beckner. Which also goes beep.
That's my phone.
The penis of Vecna goes beep.
This is what comes of dabbling in dark magic.
Jesus, I've got like 7 million scrolls.
Check the door.
Oh, open the door, sorry.
All this stuff.
17.
You don't think it's trapped? He's too busy looking at 17 million scrolls.
I knew I had all of this, but it's really difficult when you hit things. You have wands, you sneak about, and you have things like scrolls and stuff that you can use. And
I got all this stuff.
It's a corridor. You could print yourself a set of print notes.
The hallway is completely dark. Like many other rooms in this region, the walls are scarred with scuffs and narrow markings as though something was dragged upon them. Mm. There is a large cube made out of bluish translucent gelatin in this hallway. Inside this weird cube is a wooden chest. Reinforced with golden brackets. The chest appears undamaged.
We've just headed back to first level again, haven't we? Our dungeoneer!
There's always room for cello.
At last I can use my skill!
It's very big, but it's worth a try.
Only 16.
It's a cube. It's a cube of jelly.
Is it a gelatinous type cube?
Well, even if you didn't know it was called a gelatinous cube, you may call it one anyway, as it is gelatinous and a cube.
Should I fireball it?
Should I fireball the gelatinous cube?
Maybe not. The wooden chest might do, yeah.
That's something more directed. Scorching ray.
Scorching ray.
I flaming sphere.
Can you scroll? Oh, go on. It's not that far from you, but it seems to be moving slowly towards the door.
Slow!
Oh, that's a 15-foot movement.
But that's only 5 foot slower than these guys.
Yeah.
Fine. About ready?
Okay. Scorching ray. Take this, you cube of jelly.
Wow.
It's a two-ranged attack doing 46 each.
It has an enormous, enormous challenge rating.
46.
Do
I have to roll for touch?
Yes.
That's a roll for
the one.
Yes, you're doing it.
Yes.
Okay. Although if you miss, I will laugh at you so, so much.
You can't miss.
You can.
It's a range touch attack.
16.
Good miss. It means it's 3.
That's an awful lot over 20.
That's fine.
Right. In which case, take this. 6, 9, 10.
Strike
1.
Strike 1.
4, 5, 11, and 16 for the second one. 26 damage.
Yes, you singed a bit.
Whoopee.
It edges a bit closer.
So, oh.
Are we
going into initiatives?
Yeah, go on, initiative now. It's close enough. Otherwise, I'll let you it'll be on you next round.
We just step backwards a bit.
Well, you could technically, yes.
Yeah, let's just walk away a bit. 13 for Balazar.
It goes on.
It's hot fingers.
Each roll of 4, so technically it goes on -1. It's
it
last.
It goes backwards.
19.
Sorry.
15. Right, so big roll we're in then.
So should I do an Uber Shuriken attack?
You might lose them.
I suspect the Shuriken will do shaggle damage.
And will be eaten by the cube.
You never know.
Or I could just whack it with my camera. I think I'll go for the whacking with my camera option.
Go for it.
How far away is it?
Well, if you're going to whack it with your camera, it's going to be right in front of you, Matt.
Well, no, how far away is it now?
Move? Probably about 15 feet. Let's say it's move away effectively. It's going to get you next round.
So yeah, I'll step in and smack it with a camera. That's 26 is going to hit there.
Yep.
It just says close range on Scorching Ray.
Yeah, 25 feet plus 5 feet per level.
Yeah,
per 2 levels. Yeah.
8. Sorry, no, 6. I can't have that one.
Do you want to draw this as a corridor over the corner?
Oh, that'd be cool. We haven't actually drawn the battle map for a while.
No, it is fairly slim. That's what you don't need it. You don't really need it. Go on.
Never mind.
Do you hit it? What damage?
6.
Look, it's cube.
Plus 2 magic.
Who's next?
I thought my punches are magic, now, aren't they?
So that's the way.
Oh, fuck it. I'll smack it next round.
I don't seem to have a scroll of dissolved jelly, so...
You just need hot water.
And ice cream. Mm-hmm. Ice cream always goes very well with jelly.
I'm going to use my acid arrow wand because I found it again. It's been sticking in my hair.
Quite probably.
No, it has. It all has the whole new look. Okay. Apparently, I need 18.
You thought people
who
like, wear the chopsticks and their hair was wacky.
No, you need to find.
Phelan has magic wands.
At 18, but that's included in your bonus. Yes.
Which is my. He's new magic device. Oh, 12. So I need to roll. 6.
Yay!
You do a lock spell on the jelly, doesn't open
up?
No. 2d4 damage.
Open the chest inside it.
Yeah!
That's gonna hurt.
Who's next?
Salazar.
I'm not sure what to do, actually.
Kill it!
Well, hit it with a mace, I guess.
Cast a spell?
Well, yeah.
That's it. Miss all the fucker, you've got 8 million of them.
Oh, I've got loads on it, yeah. I do have an awful lot. Magic missile.
Go on then.
How many of these things have I got?
You've got 5 at 9th level, doing a d4 plus 1 each.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. With rarities, that means I've got a total of how many on hand?
No. From each spell you have, you get 5 missiles.
And with rarities, mnemonic enhancer,
you get an extra 3 memorization.
You get 3 memorization. Yeah. So it's got a total of 4. 1 plus.
I'm
going to use it for that. 20.
Thank you,
Pippa. Cheers. Ooh, Doritos
into
blind dippers.
Oh! What's that? Cream?
Oh,
don't get what? Bonus season.
Thank you. Are we doing a co-op? No, I was doing the shopping proper.
Thank you.
You did wonder.
No, I needed to do it.
Thank you, Helen. Where are you?
Magic missile number 1. Straight into the gelatinous cube.
120 plus 3 is what we
have. 3. 7. They have no resistances to these cubes.
Yeah.
They have very few resistances.
14 points of damage.
Ouch. Says the cube.
Is it me again, yeah?
No, me.
Oh.
Go.
Okay. I prayed to Mistra to invoke my divine
badness.
Fine, thank you.
My divine spell.
I also thought you might like that.
Oh, thank you.
I'll put this in the fridge for later if you want.
Could I have that
get
one?
Get the increase in my cleric level that I need.
That one's not cold.
And then I'll cast.
Oh,
it's entirely up to you. I'm really not okay. Do you want the keys?
I'm increasing my caster level.
Okay.
And then I'll cast it. Oh,
right. 3 rays.
What was that thing you did first?
Divine spell power. As a free action, I use a turn attack.
That's what you start,
isn't
it? To increase my cast level.
Wow, how brokenly good.
I also wear a pelican because I'm always cold here. Jesus.
That'll be probably 3 hits.
Oh, you need a 5 to
not just the effort of carrying the cup.
Oh, I need a 3 to hit. You're rolling dice with both hands.
We're hot tonight, guys.
That's 11 on 1.
Yeah.
13 on the second.
I just had to add up my gem total of gold.
It is! Hey! Yeah. Can you add me another monster, by the way? Just off chance. And it goes on... it's going on... 19.
Another monster?
It'll be going now and next round.
Let's put it in 2.
What's his initiative bonus?
What? Plus 1.
I go back.
Yeah. Right. The Gelatinous Cube moves forward. Mm-hmm. Anyone in combat with it may make a reflex check not to be engulfed by it.
What about the wizard who's using ranged?
What check do you want? I mean 20.
That's fine.
35?
That'll do too. You get pushed back by the cube.
Can I just say, for the record, that I have 2,144 gold pieces worth of gems.
Not bad,
not including my 79 platinum pieces. and some other stuff that I'm not going to disclose.
Right, it pushes you back rather than engulfs you. At the same time it pushes you backwards, the chest develops some tentacles that shoot out of the front of the cube.
Oh, fantastic.
Is it a mimic?
Might be.
That means it's going on manifold, doesn't it? It helps out.
Well, it did then. Whatever it does. It's going when... Well, technically it should have gone when it reached 50 hits down. When it goes, then the cube takes 50 hits. We'll leave it on it and we'll go next time.
Me then?
Yeah.
Bloody applause!
You're flurrying.
Because I'm 9th level, I no longer get a penalty for flurrying.
Go on then.
Look,
so, there's no point not to. 24. 19.
You need a 3.
19. That's 9, and 7,
just tell me total,
and 7.
23.
And like, does the mimic go now?
No, I assume that's what the tentacles were.
Well, no, it would have attacked if it shot its tentacles out. Oh, sorry, it did, yes. My apologies. It'll go now, after him.
There's a moke for him.
What?
Tell you, just have gone before him.
Mine, but faster than him.
No, it's at the end of the round.
Well, let's go after him now. Boom, it goes, little tentacles shoot out.
Ah! You can't kill the DM.
Why not?
It really puts a kibosh on the game.
Mm. Oh. Well, it covered
the here's the reason we're not getting out of here.
Any character.
Yeah. Actually, that's a good point.
That's the grappled cut. Wow, nice.
Have you seen the end of the game as
cool? Two tentacles shoot out on the front of the mimic.
I have improved grapple.
So I'm going to grapple, he's going to slam you.
Slam you?
Slam.
Slam.
Oh.
Just smack into you. That's not good though. Although natural 20 is pretty good. But it don't a doubt on a.
Needs 19.
Yeah, it hit you, but it doesn't critical you. It hit you for 13 points of damage. No, 11 points of damage, apologies. And you stuck to its tentacle. The mimic exudes a thick slime that acts as a powerful adhesive, holding things fast that touch it. An adhesive come of mimic automatically grapples all creatures it hits with its slam. So you're grappled, effectively. I assume that means it just automatically succeeds with its thing. Attack to grapple you. Then it goes for its second one on you. And misses. So you've got... You're stuck to a tentacle. Currently you're in a grapple, effectively.
Well, that's busy.
Nice. Opponents so grappled cannot get free while the mimic is alive without removing the adhesive first. You're grappled. Nice. Okay, who's next?
Failing.
Failing,
do you think I could hit it with my acid arrow again without trying to kill the person that's holding
it?
Yes, you can. Yes. I think it gets another round of acid anyway.
Can I go and cut off the tentacle?
What are you doing?
Yeah, the non-going acid. I think there's an ongoing acid effect.
What?
No, it's acid arrow.
Yeah, there is, I think.
No, there isn't.
Is there not? Well, there used to be, didn't there?
No, because they're done at minimum level.
Oh.
And it doesn't get one.
I'm going to run in and jump off its tentacle.
You can do with another acid arrow.
What are you attacking? The cube or the mimic in the cube?
I need to take the cube out before we can start taking the mimic
out. Okay, I'm going to acid arrow the cube.
Okay.
I don't.
Oh dear.
Oh well.
Who's next?
Balazar.
Hi, Alan.
I also got you a minky.
You got me a minky!
What?
And then wait. A minky.
Minky. All you want is a minky. Can I use it then?
In the future.
Oh, this?
Yes.
It's
It's for washing up.
So, yeah.
You can use it for washing up. It's not just for display.
Are you sure?
Display purposes only.
Display purposes only, Minky.
It's a sympathetic even having.
Anybody written the descriptions?
Not yet.
Lindsay's written 97 page one.
That's fine. Oh my god.
I was only slightly being sarcastic.
Do it.
I am an elf monk.
No, we want your previous character first.
I'd hope it didn't cross.
I am a big, big
orc. We want the original characters first.
I didn't want it to come.
Because there's 20 episodes of the original characters. So we'd like some asking them first.
You can interpret it if you need to.
You might die this game, so that might be the end of you. You've got 20 levels of Groot. Or 20 games.
132.
What?
138. And one
current range.
Because there
was no Doritos dip in the
alien
Sasuke Crow's most expensive. What's the real amount? 120
plus 138.
What is that?
2.
I rounded it down to
10p.
Not quite that.
Do I have anything to say?
130. There you are,
130 will do, Finn. I'm not
bothered. No, I have tiny.
No, I don't want it.
Pointless brown money.
Pointless brown money.
Oh, I don't want a 1,000,005p. I don't want them.
Okay, you're going to have nothing.
That's Finn's ploy for the next few sessions. I'll just bring very small change.
I do have a big tub full of just 5p.
Probably.
Fine, it's good. You don't need it. It's alright. Chances are I'm going to.
That's a pound coin.
Oh, yeah, you can give me that.
I didn't win.
I might hit the face of the lot, Bob, add it to the fun pile.
You have a fun pile.
I'd like to see his fun pile.
Money for fun.
I don't know. You have a pile of money for a window cleaner who bothers to turn up.
Prostitute money.
Window cleaner.
Oh. It's a very, very specialist fetish.
Anyway, please can I have the wrapping paper? Can I have the purple wrapping paper and the gold one with the silver happy birthdays on it?
No, you cannot.
I've bought my dad something that you would like.
What?
I bought him some whiskey.
Ooh, a can of whiskey?
Island Jewel.
Oh, I like that. One more. You can buy two for one and give me
silver
one.
Silver happy birthday.
You're mean.
I like the glad nut when we went to the
distillery. It's on 2 for 1. But it's not your birthday.
We're soon.
And I don't buy you
that. You have to buy me lots of presents on my birthday because it's a big birthday and I will be sad.
You have a party.
You already said you want
it. Yeah, we're...
Have a party before
then. I'm at work on my birthday. I'm on nights.
We'll have a big party during the day.
I'll be drunken at work.
Terrible hangover.
Should we try and get that before the next... We can
the police chap is there.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway, I'm going to watch Big Brother.
Yes.
Okay. Enjoy.
Tell me who from.
I want them both out.
I don't really do.
I want them all to die and then stop showing it.
Maxwell and Saskia.
Maxwell and Saskia. Oh, no.
I want them both gone.
No. Wait. How uninteresting is it going to be if one
scab
of them
gate. That was horrible.
They're both revolting.
The guy ground up one of his scabs into somebody
else's feet. Why?
Because he's a bad man.
Batman is horrible. Oh,
no, I didn't do it. I didn't really
Maxwell
do that.
Maxwell put a scab in his food, allegedly. He denied it. His body language said otherwise.
Yeah.
And Saskia...
Did they have everything in the world on camera?
Yeah.
I've never seen an episode where she's done anything wrong. And everyone's going to be awful.
She had a real go.
No more discussion of Big Brother. Go away.
She had a with that girl, Mikosi. But she later apologised, but she still went off. Not really a good reason.
Helen actually voted.
It wouldn't let me ring. I don't know, I hate Maxwell. Well, I don't like him. Hate's perhaps a strong word. I've never met him. But...
I'm sure he's lovely.
But you've seen his entire life on television.
We don't like him very much.
What is portrayed on television is not good.
I'm applying for Big Brother next time. Bigger will get out of work. What? No, I couldn't.
Good way to get out of a marriage as well, apparently.
Why?
Because there haven't been any married people in Big Brother.
No.
Married people aren't nearly as interesting as lesbian ex-nuns.
No.
She was ace. I like that.
Think about it. You're casting for something like Big Brother. This skinhead woman comes in and she says, yeah, I used to be a nun. Then I stopped being a nun when I discovered I was a lesbian.
Surely you think...
You're so in!
Yes! Surely you think, I've just found out I'm a lesbian, and I'm in a nunnery!
I mean, you know, why leave?
Well, no, you'd think, woohoo!
Ah, but sadly, naughty touching isn't allowed. Or any kind of touching, I suspect.
No laying on hands.
No.
Well then.
Yeah, surely female monks should be called nuns.
Yes, they should. Call yours a nun next time.
Who's next?
None of the above.
Albert, what did you do?
Last round, I did magic missile.
What are you doing this round?
This round. Magic missile.
Your turn again.
More magic missiles.
Take this, you big squidgy cube of goo. 4, 7,
pretty
9.
Good. Oh, your munchies are all gooey.
13, 16, 21 points to the big bowl of
juice. That's right. Who's next? Go! Do it. Darius. Darius?
Darius.
Darius?
Darius.
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 I'll smack it once. Twice. I've hit both times.
It just right. Doesn't have the same ring as Bastion at all.
Right.
Darius of Mistra.
12 and 7.
Bloody hell. So 19.
Mistra likes it mystical.
Yeah. Who's next?
Cube.
The cube moves forward. All three of you in combat with the cube. Are you in combat with the cube?
I'm firing at it.
Well, he must have backed off because he's moved in. Cleric and monk, make me a reflex check.
25.
Oh, 91.
You get pushed back by the cube. Okay. You do not get absorbed into the cube.
Is that cube entity?
Okay.
Before you do,
resistance is futile.
Your grapple.
What the hell can I do with a grapple if I can't break the grapple until it dies?
Interesting point. I don't know what your options are in a grapple if you can't break the grapple.
I'll grapple it.
Now you're stuck onto it, isn't it?
Yes. No, it says it's grappled. Opponents so grappled cannot get free while the mimic is alive.
Remember, that man would get free, but I'm assuming. And if he wins the grapple, he can still do stuff.
Think you're grappling me? You're wrong! I'm grappling you!
Problem with it is, the more you touch it, the more sticky you get, don't you?
Oh, well, that's why.
True of so many things in life.
Oh, you're funny.
This is the reason it's got explicit in this podcast now.
If you're grappled...
Before all of you said that. I mean, I said something about my character.
When you are grappled, you can perform any of the following actions. Some of these actions can take the place of an attack. You can activate a magic item.
I have a magic camera.
You can attack your opponent. You can make an attack with an unarmed strike, natural weapon, or light weapon against another character you are grappling. Whereas whilst you're grappling. Whereas if you're grappled.
That's it. If you're grappling, you're grappled.
Oh yes you are. You can attack him at -4. You can cast a spell, you can damage your opponent. You can deal damage equivalent to an unarmed strike. Make an opposed grapple check. Blah blah, you're probably better off punching him at -4. Oh, exception, monks deal more damage on an unarmed strike than other characters, and the damage is lethal. However, they can choose to deal their damage as non-lethal. When grappling, without taking the not usual -4 penalty for changing lethal damage to non-lethal damage. Yes, draw a light weapon, move, retrieve a spell component, pin your opponent.
Pin it! Pin the mimic!
Break another's pin or use opponent's weapon.
Well, you can't break the pin.
And you can't escape the grapple.
No.
So I'll smack it.
At -4.
Hang on, is that still flurry?
Oh, no, it's just a strike. You can strike with an unarmed strike.
Die! Please die!
Well, then punch
I've got to punch through the cube to get to the mimic.
You can hit its
tentacles.
It must be outside. The tentacle must be outside.
It is, its tentacles outside. You can fight it, basically.
I wonder wrong.
As it was grappled,
yes.
Whether you could actually hit the cube. Was it inside the cube?
Yeah, you probably could hit the cube too if you wanted. It's nearby.
Oh, I have a cube then.
It's very nearby.
It's inside.
Yeah. I have a cube.
Yep.
Go
on then.
And you can do it with each of your base stats.
Hmm? Oh, okay.
Who's that made that twice?
He's got two attacks, so he can only do it twice.
Yes. Well, I'm hitting the cube.
let's see, that's 10 and 11.
21.
Oh. Ouch! Cube's not doing so good. Who's next? Oh, the mimic.
Throw the dice down.
Mimic. It crushes you.
Pointing at the bunk?
No, it doesn't.
Usually it does.
Oh, yes, it does, you're right. It likes that, but it wants to crush him anyway. 25.
15.
Ha ha,
has he got two attacks?
Yes. It attacks you with its slam. 21.
No man's ever looked at the poison room.
That'll do it.
Woo! We like that. It's not bad. 8 points of damage from its slam. You are very stuck now. It makes more tentacles
than it around
itself and dribbles about. Because it can.
Well, you can kill the cube and then kill the damn thing inside the cube.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Maybe it can look like anything big as chicken.
Failing.
Go for it. There's this big clear cube with tentacle monster inside it.
So have we decided whether I can hit the tentacle with my sword yet?
You can attack it.
Because I can do more with that than I can do with anything else. So I will attack it with my short sword with non-murder bullets.
Okay.
What's 17 plus 14?
Nice. You hit the mimic. If you were hitting the tentacle, you hit a mimic. Hit
the one that he's being held by.
Yep.
Now being held by two.
Ooh.
Three.
Ouch.
No, yes.
Make me a reflex check.
Sure. Yeah. I think it's
all right. Sure. Make me a reflex.
He's plus two sword.
Yeah.
Make me a reflex check.
And you
got
it. It's d4 plus two.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Can you think of you've got plus one strength for some reason?
Make me a reflex check.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
25.
Fine.
Probably gone better.
Can I have my second hit now?
Yes, technically.
Hit it again.
One miss.
24.
That'll hit.
Got the best attacking penalty. Didn't realise that.
Six.
And the reflex save.
She's got the best to hit in the party.
Yes.
But her to hit damage.
29.
Average. Is probably a little bit lower than mine.
Yeah. Next. Bamazar.
Hey! Guess what?
Magic missile.
Yes! The old favourite from first level. Still has its uses.
Well, it was only one spell.
Yeah.
Well, only one. And 5.
I have scrolled.
And 8. And 11. And 13. 18 points of damage.
Is the bowl of jelly dead yet?
Almost. It's shaking dramatically.
Yes, it's made of jelly, of course it is.
It's a goop dropping off it.
Who's next?
It's me.
Go.
Finish it!
Oh, I hit it twice. As well. I do.
It's because it's only a 33 creature.
Yeah. And that's 30 and 10. 23.
Who's next?
It is.
The cube, rolls forward.
Fantastic.
Those in combat with the cube, but the three of you this time.
Ooh, 9.
Or with the mimic, listening to the cube. 9.
Two. 22.
You two.
Got plus 10 on my reflex.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
Can you tell me what my
reflex? Reflex, sorry.
16.
Oh, okay, fail actually.
It's a 1. Oh, it's a fail anyway. Aris and Phelan are absorbed into the cube.
Hello!
Make me force tube serves, please.
See, that time you actually said what you wanted us to roll.
Sorry, darling.
14.
10.
Lovely. You're both paralysed.
No!
For a number of rounds.
Oh, dear.
Can you breathe? Start the count rounds. Right. What damage did you take while you... Oh, so you took acid damage while you're inside it.
I'll do that for the next turn. Oh, it's not going to be live then.
Go. Who's next?
Finn.
Go, Finn. Finnis, or whatever you're called.
Let's see, that'll be 14. I believe that hits. And less than 14.
More than 3, it's fine.
Yes. 2 hits. 3, 4, 5, 6, 9.
Get the ice cream and the bowls. The jelly is dead.
Hooray!
The jelly
well done, of, monk.
The jelly sort of sloshes into the corridor, leaving a tentacle mass. Bleesh. Grows some little feet. You two lie on the ground completely immobile.
Mm-hmm.
You next?
The monster.
Oh, it is.
Mr.
It goes to grapple you.
Beth rolled really fucking good.
24.
Not good enough. 29.
Whoa, you with its second attack.
Ooh. Do I still get a grapple check against that, yeah?
24.
I rolled a natural 20.
Natural 20! Not doing so well against you.
Bang! 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 Go on, attach another tentacle, you bastard.
It only has one attack. Who's next?
Balazar!
Magic missile! Woohoo! The mimic yawns.
Take this then.
He's not been hitting magic missile yet?
Hmm?
He's not been hitting magic missile yet?
No.
But it's in the pretty scintillating effects from the jelly that surrounded it.
10, 15 points for it.
Not much.
Next.
Finn.
Go, Finn.
16.
That's minus 4, remember.
That's with minus 4.
Mm. If I was particularly mean, I'd be making you make reflex saves now. Am I mean? Yeah, I'm mean. Make a reflex save.
He's a member of the Rat Bastard, the outcome. 13.
Do your damage.
4.
That's good enough. Your fist's stuck to it.
Use your feet! Monk, I can attack any part of my body. It's doing a D10.
Mm-hmm. Roger, you're getting a bit more wrapped up. Don't bite it, it's a bad idea.
11.
Mm-hmm. Not hit. You know that won't hit.
Alright. Okay.
Then it did.
I'm going to try and grapple you again. An appalling
17.
24.
And
29. 29 here too. Ooh. That's a joint grapple.
The highest grapple check wins. 12.
13.
Ooh.
It wins.
It's if it keeps on rolling.
Yeah, it sucks badly because I'm rolling the dice. Crushes you for 7 points of damage. It's a good job you've got crap loads of hit points, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm down to 54.
Balazar's turned French. He's casting stinking cloud.
Yeah,
garlic. To be honest,
do we have any French listeners?
Hmm?
Not anymore.
not since Vive la Revolution.
Yeah, to be honest, we're pushing it with the froglins.
Ah, those are the days. Well, I have an email to pass on to you all as well from an avid listener.
What, we're being sued?
No, but yeah. Lindsay's read it, but I'll pass it on. It's a nice email.
Oh, that's nice. Hmm. As long as his surname is Mary and he's got lots of cash on figures, that's fine.
Okay, well...
What, avid Mary? Yeah. No, he's suing us for whiplash damage.
Balazar searches his arcane mind for the best use of his mighty powers. Sticky Cloud!
No, that would definitely not be the best use
of
his mighty
powers. No, I don't think so. As you guess, your two paralysed friends, the monk and... The mimic's probably immune.
Collateral damage.
Might not be, but... Collateral damage.
Our American friends know all about that. Let's see. Well, those big red X's on the top of the buildings look like fucking targets, alright? Just stop having a go at them.
When you come at the wrong angle, one could be like plus from one side or across from a cross target plus medical building. Yeah. You fly at the wrong angle.
How you approach it.
So, moving on, back to fantasy, reality, slash, whatever.
Haste yourself and twat it.
Yeah, the one that I really can't see much else to do because I can't make it laugh because I didn't learn
explicit.
That one. Explicit.
Yes.
iTunes, call it explicit.
Yes. But I meant twat in the context of hit it rather than cunt.
That's all right.
iTunes, explicit.
Hell yes.
This is slashing one. This is an educational podcast. Tell me the difference between them.
We're moving to the adult section, do you think?
Can't hurt, really, to be honest.
We get a few downloads.
Yeah. We're mightily disappointed. Ooh, fantasy roleplay, explicit. I'm waiting for
it. I don't tell people at work what I do with my
because they might come and listen.
And then they you broadcast it on the internet.
Two
and
people give us money.
Really? Which two?
Martin.
And Richard.
And Richard.
Yeah.
Send money. Keep the servers going.
Right. Aren't we all? In which case, it's going to come down to... Yeah, I'll haste it and then go and hit it with a mace.
You're going to haste the mimic?
No, me.
Well, then.
Haste us. But you can do more than yourself.
Yes, I'll haste everybody I can possibly haste except for the enemy.
Darius and Phelim feel faster and paralysed.
When we come out of
dark
paralysation faster?
No.
That's not.
Well then. Right, okay. Let's hit it one.
Where's the weapon?
No,
hang around.
Okay.
Who's next?
Finn.
Do
I get three attacks now?
Yes. Two at your highest and one at your max.
Oh my god. That's an old man's fault. Near the 15 to hit it, by the way.
Oh, that increases. I think you're going to put on hit.
19. Mm. Well, that hits anyways. So that's 10.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just one of me, that's it.
Mm. That's going to hit. For a mighty 3. And that's just going to miss.
Oh well. That's it again, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it goes to grapple you. 28.
Yep.
Can we get plus one to this? As well.
Not good enough anyway.
Just a 5. And
49.
Again, 27.
That'll be 33.
Oh. Okay, grapple master.
He's used all that Greco-Roman.
Balzer? How many rounds have you looked in paralyzed?
4.
Balzer?
Balazar switches to heavy crossbow.
No! Not heavy crossbow!
Yes!
It is. No, don't use heavy crossbow.
I don't be grappled.
You haven't got... You can't be grappled. It's got two tentacles and
that's
all
on
tentacles. Me.
Oh, right, fair enough.
Well, technically it could crush you with one of its tentacles and make another tentacle to hit him with, but... Yeah. Because it can... Blah, change its shape and stuff. It's a bit amorphous, isn't it?
Unless you're precise shot feet, you don't get to shoot your heavy crossbow into melee.
Yeah, but I don't know you two. That was Bastion and Garouche. We had an agreement. You two newbies, I don't know. You just have to get used to it. Right. Go on, what's the challenge? Is it, I think within 4, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Okay.
What'd you get?
Well, you've got at least plus 6.
Well, not quite.
Actually, I'm hasted, aren't I? So it is plus 6.
Plus 1. An extra 1.
Yeah, so plus 6.
Yeah, 6 just makes it.
What did he get? 15.
So he hits it to a 6.
Yeah.
With his minus 4. Which means he hits you instead. I believe. He hits you. Damage.
Oh, well, the hazards of battle. Damage is not. It's not great damage.
But he didn't make my adaptation.
He doesn't have to make your AC. He has to miss its AC. Basically,
he was aiming at me.
15, 14, 13, and 12. Anywhere within that, it hits you instead. Anywhere above, it hits the creature. Anywhere below, it hits nothing. And it goes whizzing down the corridor. Because he's firing over you at the monster.
Go on, roll.
Maybe I've got some more bonuses. Let me just double check.
Have you not gained anybody a base attack since the last time you updated your character?
Maybe. Yeah, well, maybe. I don't know. Well,
what's a mage's base attack?
It'll be huge.
At ninth
level.
Just roll the damage.
No, not yet.
It's only crossbow damage.
Plus four.
It's only plus crossbow six. Damage.
So you should be on plus six for your attack bonus. Plus another plus one.
From the haste.
Oh,
from
right. So it's seven then. So, 16, not 15.
Fair enough, you hit the creature. No, you don't. You miss.
He's still
a minus.
Is he a minus four?
He can take a voluntary minus four.
Right. Figure out how this works. So I always read it that if he hits
the AC or 300 the AC, he hits his friend.
But he's hit one above the AC.
I don't know. I'm just figuring out whether the minus four is actually to his skill, therefore he missed the monster. I always thought firing into combat was overly complicated and everyone should just have precise shot. Learn precise shot.
It's supposed to be fun, isn't it?
Oh no, we have to wait now to look at the rule because
Well, that's the problem. When you do complicated stuff, we have to look up the rule.
Yeah, it's only been made complicated because they want to sell miniatures and boards.
Well, yes. It's more like a little war game now.
That's because they want to sell miniatures, don't they? So I'm going to put it down here.
They're not that good, the miniatures, really. They got better, they were very terrible when they first came out. When are you selling this rubbish? This stuff.
Bit by bit.
Have you sold any of it other than that bust yet?
No, not yet. You've got to take photos of it and then describe it and then stick it on.
You've got digital canvas, is it?
Yeah, you take a minus two,
it's just
take a minus four penalty
to your skill.
Yeah. But you also provide the monster plus four cover bonus.
Right.
To his armor class.
So, he missed.
Yeah.
By when would he hit him?
If he'd have hit the creature without its cover bonus.
Then it would have hit him, so he did.
If he hit the creature with its cover bonus, but then he got the minus four, it would have hit him.
So he's missed.
Yeah.
So you just missed.
Right, yes.
Because his armor class is four higher.
Yes. I see, yes, of course. Good! You missed. Garud. No.
Yes.
Well, we're in.
But yeah.
Garud.
Garud. Damn, who are you?
We paint him green.
That's my range.
Hey? That's good.
Only half green.
Need to do two more. Sorry.
Yes. 12 points of damage. Yes, that hits again. Another 12 points of damage.
Oh, I'm not happy with you.
That's a big number. Count on his fingers.
No, that misses.
Oh, it goes to crush you again.
Still alive.
Might.
21.
Yep.
I thought I missed you. Ooh, full damage. 12. No. They do such crappy weak attacks, don't they?
You're not fucking getting past that.
32.
Oh. Take that, you little mimic.
Had I got anybody else, they'd be crushed to death by now.
Elven monks.
Who's next?
They've got Balazar.
Balazar.
You've got improved grapple was just a complete fucking waste of time.
What does Balazar actually need to hit the sucker?
A miracle.
19. He needs to wait until he's mates.
Really? Really? Oh, go on then. Since I almost hit a new party member called Wilburin, then we'll wade in with the mace just to be nice to him.
Go on then.
That's Wilburin Windblossom, I'll have you know.
Oh, bloody hell, going back to the crossbow without that. It's for the good of the party!
Wilburin Camp Elven then.
Camp Elven then.
Camp Elven then.
Camp Elven then.
Yes.
Here we go. Way! 12 and a few extra.
12 and a few extra.
That's probably going to be plus 7 now.
7, yeah, so that's 19.
That'll hit. It's not a lightsaber.
This is in my hands. 6 points.
Can you believe that? It's looking nervous.
You should be, but it's facing a dwarf of my caliber.
You best kill it this time. It dies.
12.
Has one hit left.
One hit.
It dies.
Dead.
It turns into amorphous goo.
Actually, should I have got two attacks? I don't know.
It's dead.
No, you have to move it.
Who's next?
Oh, it's dead.
You come alive again. Hooray! I'm feeling complete too.
Yeah. Only affecting me all at once, just me again.
Yay. Very good.
You look rather injured.
A little bit. That's not true. The stickiness sort of goes away. You must pull the tentacles off you. A bit gloopy.